Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Tell them, Marvin. Loving this new intro music. Loving it. You got your host, James J. here. We are joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa K.
Good morning.
Head of production, co-host Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And you, the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our good friend Brittany Merlot. Brittany, it's raining.
Oh, man, right? At least it's not raining cats and dogs at the moment.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
Honestly, I'm enjoying the soundtrack. I think it's beautiful.
It is really. Actually, last night, I think it's the only reason I got any sleep last night was this rain.
Because
so
of
thank
the rain.
You, Mother Nature. Thank you, soundtrack. It looks like we're going to have this periodically throughout the day today.
Pretty much. So scattered on and off showers, mainly through the morning and early afternoon. We might get a little break late afternoon. And then after that, those storms start to fire up. Some of those are the ones that could be strong. I think the severe are going to stay much further south of us, but we could see some gusty winds and heavy downpours with those, and that's really going to add to our rain totals. And that's going to, of course, bring that possibility of maybe some flash flooding, especially in areas with a lot of concrete, right? It's got nowhere to go as it rains down pretty fast. So keep that in mind later on this evening, those stronger storms pushing in. But otherwise, just a little pain in the butt with light rain.
What are our temperatures going to be like, Brittany?
Oh, we are definitely dropping today. Highs are going to be in the low 70s. So kind of hovering from the mid 60s, slowly climbing just a few more degrees.
Nice.
That's excellent. Excellent. I also think pain in the butt should be more used by more meteorologists. I want to hear Jim Cantore say that.
It's a real pain in the butt.
I could not be more serious about this. That is fantastic, Brittany. Thank you so much.
That's why we have Brittany. She comes up with all of the awesomeness.
Yes. I love your energy. Love it. We appreciate you, Brittany. We'll get people ready for the weekend tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a good one.
You too. Best right there. Our friend Brittany joining us, and she'll get us ready for the weekend tomorrow. We're here on a Friday Eve. Happy Thursday, everybody. Plenty to talk about today. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club around the corner. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that. What is the key to parenting? Dad jokes. We'll discuss.
Yes. Emphatic.
Gen Xers, we have rapidly changing molecules. We'll discuss that.
Boy.
I'm really excited about that one. Yeah. That's going to be great. It is a Thursday. That means our 9 o'clock hour will kick off with our friends from the Southwick County Humane Society and our Pet of the Week.
Yeah. All right. Very nice.
We'll touch on some entertainment news after that and get into some fun stuff because a little bit later in the 9 o'clock hour, I got 20 older names that will never be popular again.
Never.
Never,
ever, ever.
Okay. We'll see about that. We got a couple of other things in the works here, too. I have a pet project I am working on going into the research and data of our attack ad successful.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Interesting.
We're gonna keep that topic around, and we're going to discuss that on and off between now and, November.
little thing coming up, you know.
Yeah, because we're going to get inundated.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's what these big packs and big money do.
And we do a really good job. I should say we're doing a better job, I think, all the time with our police departments, with other organizations when it comes to scams. Why do we not do one about this? Especially for those that don't know, the U.S. Federal Trade Commission stance on negative advertising suggests that while it may inform consumers, its overall impact is often detrimental.
Ooh.
Yeah. We are going to get into that one, though, everybody.
All right.
But we're going to kick off the hour, not only hearing from some kids. We're going to do that in a moment, but I want to kind of get into the aftermath of our WFHR WYRI parking lot party.
Recap.
Yes, the review, recap. I lost track at around 100 people yesterday.
All right.
Cool.
Yeah, I told you to keep track because I couldn't.
She told the person that is worst at numbers around here. No. I was already in my head. I kind of started doing it unintentionally. And I was just kind of curious because it's the first time we've done anything like this. Mm-hmm. And that gives you a bit of a barometer about these things. Mm-hmm. And I just want to send a big thank you to every person that stopped by, that stepped into our doors, whether they were an advertiser, a friend, a new friend, whatever it was. This place was hopping. I was cleaning up around here this morning, and I'm running around, and you guys know me. I get tunnel vision, and I'm just focused on this and this and everything. Mm-hmm. I had to stop and take a moment. because it was just really, really, you know, humbling and a really cool moment for us as a radio station to have that. It made me also think about, the relationships we have around here. And yes, the relationship, a lot of that involves advertising and working with team. But so many of the people that we work with have become friends and family over the years. And we're so fortunate in this particular job. So a big thank you to this community. A thank you to everybody that joined us. I want to take care of that right away. We had some incredible fans down here, Melissa.
Yes, we did. I want to send special shout outs to Sean and Misty from the VFW for being there. Penny Sharp from Wood County with the immunization information. Lori Peterson with parents as teachers. And then all of the other, there were other people from Wood County that also came and covered a shift throughout the day. I didn't catch everybody's names, but huge shout out to Wood County Health Department for being there for us. Joe Valdez with El Taco Social. Guys, okay, this is maybe not the best part, but one of the best parts. I got to eat the leftovers of my smothered burrito for breakfast this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. I had El Taco Social for breakfast.
She's going back to college.
Yep.
That is adulting 101, everybody. That is adulting right there.
And a couple more shout-outs. Tom Vitrone from Edge VR. So many people. I got to walk the plank. While you guys were cleaning up yesterday, I was goofing off.
And, I meant to do that.
Going up an elevator and a skyscraper and then walking a plank and jumping off. It was glorious.
Melissa's reaction also, after she fell was real, everybody. That was real.
It's very, very disorienting to fall and smash into pavement while you're standing on carpet.
Yes, that is kind of be weird.
And then also a big, big, big thank you to Bread and Butter, our little store directly across from the station that allowed us to use their parking lot.
Yes.
They played 105.5 in the station throughout the whole thing.
Oh, great.
And promoted us and sent people over. So huge shout out to them. Thank you for that. You guys are awesome. Huge
very cool.
Thank you to our community. And then all the donations that we received for our community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have a couple bins in the office that will get delivered this week to our community partners, and I can't be more thankful.
Yeah.
Just to add on to that, Melissa, and couldn't agree with you more, very well said. I do want to really thank the people that joined us on air. A lot of that was last second, and they did a great job with my questions and getting the information out there and everything. Thank you for you and Pam for setting that up, Melissa. Appreciate that.
I walked around and said, you're going to be on the radio.
Yeah.
What? I mean, would you like to be on the radio?
Thankfully, it was pretty much all people, for the most part, people that have joined us before, and that was fantastic. Sean and I from the VFW always have a great conversation and deeply appreciate what he does. Especially, so much of I was teasing him and everything because he's such a soldier. And they never stop. Early on in the festivities, we had one of our lines blocking off our parking lot coming down a little bit. And I didn't see it right away, but he did. And he's over there fixing it right away when nobody asked him to or anything like that, because that's just what our VFW, that's what our people do.
And you guys, Sean Plant and Misty Sorensen showed up early. They helped me set up the parking lot, he brought the cones that were blocking our driveways, helped me get the things in the ground and the caution tape set up. I mean, they were on point. And then also helped with the teardown till the end.
Yeah, they sure
did. So much love for our VFW Post 2534 veterans and our soldiers and everyone who's, they're just amazing, amazing people. Love you so much.
Penny Sharp was fantastic to talk to. Always good to catch up with her. It's been a while, and appreciate her. Of course, all of our friends at the Wood County Health Department. Lori Peterson and I had a really good conversations about parents as teachers that I didn't necessarily see coming, and it was so great for us to be able to have that talk.
Cool.
And one of my new favorite people in this world is Joe Valdez. not only because of his food and his amazing wife and the wonderful people over there, but found a kindred spirit in Mr. Joe and really enjoyed talking with him. So I warned him already. He's going to be around a lot more. We're going to have El Taco Social around a lot more, everybody.
Oh, that's good.
That'd be awesome.
They're based here in Nakusa, and they make it around as much as they can. I know they were in Coloma this week. They're over at the Steve's food truck lot now that has popped up in Wisconsin Rapids. They're there. So watch out for them. They have a colorful, awesome-looking truck and so good. Oh, man, the food. I'm wordless. I'm speechless. I cannot talk. After
because you just
delicious.
Ate some more this morning.
Oh,
yeah,
it's good, you guys.
Fresh in your tongue. Yeah.
You're just jealous.
You can know I am. You can know that the food that they make is completely on their own. They don't have anything store-bought, nothing like that, and you can taste it.
They buy stuff at the store, but it's homemade.
But they make all the stuff there, including their taco shells.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Very original taco shells over there. And enjoy and take them in whenever you see them. And just one more shout out to Tom at Edge VR and the team over there at Edge VR.
And Christy. Christy was there.
Christy is amazing. Tom's awesome. Tom is a hard worker. Tom is putting a lot into not only this business, but this community and working really hard to do that. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate him and like him joining us on the air. Christy is amazing. Mm-hmm. That human being is incredible.
The way she works with people who've never used VR before, especially kids, she is really good at that.
Patience of a saint.
Yes.
Patience of a saint.
Absolutely.
That's just with me. Like, not even talking about the kids.
We're also forgetting AIM, who came from the pet store with the snakes and the geckos.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget that. That was amazing. And I'm sorry, the name of the pet store is escaping me.
We appreciate everybody that came on down and joined us. Mm-hmm. A big thank you and a big shout out to everybody, and especially all you listeners. Mm-hmm. It was so fun to talk to and interact with people. I got so much feedback and so much data on our stations that we didn't have beforehand. And some stuff that we've heard before, but overall, I would say I talked to at least 9 to 10 people and got different feedback about different things about our stations that are going to help us make not only our stations better, but more local and being able to do more work for you out there, because that is our job. Mm-hmm. We work with you. We work for you. This is your station, everybody out there. So
we wouldn't be here without you.
That's right.
Not for nothing. One of the coolest things about all of this, certainly, you know, collecting the items, as Melissa said, and getting to interact with all of you, helping some of our local businesses and interacting with some of them. But some of the people that came by, ran into Katrina Hinder from Family Natural Foods. It's always good to see her. That was fun.
Her and I had a hula hoop contest on our own. She won.
Am I not surprised?
She's amazing.
She really is. You knocked it out, Melissa. We had some ringers come in.
And
we didn't know everything.
Girls brought their own hoops.
Shout out to those kids. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was their mom or the grandma that came down with them or not. But
they won.
Yeah, they won.
They certainly did.
Shout out to that family.
Awesome.
Thank you to them. And I want to say, I did not get a chance to talk with him because I was on the air at the time, but out the window I saw our own Mayor Zacher down here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was really cool. He didn't have to do that. That was awesome. I know how busy he is.
I think he came for the tacos.
Yeah.
Because he did buy them before he left. So,
yes, he left with the tacos. He made the rounds and he talked with everybody.
Yes.
It was great to see him down there. I finally got to meet him in person, so that was fun. And, I'm so appreciative to everybody that came.
Our hula hoop contest was successful, and by that I mean I did not break my leg.
It was fun. You kept the hoop up for a long time, James.
We have video evidence of this, too, by the way. He did a very good job.
First time I have hula hooped in at least 15 to 20 years. At least.
Not bad. Not bad.
I won the bet. I bet you that you could keep it up.
She was right.
You did win the bet.
She was correct.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
There's no prize except that I'm right.
The satisfaction that James can hula hoop and Melissa was right.
There's nothing we could give you that is going to make you feel as good as you being right.
Nope.
But I do want to get to, I think, maybe the highlight of the day yesterday, if you guys agree or not. But getting these kids not only in our studios and hanging out with them and them getting a chance to really see behind the scenes, literally get in here and see how things are done, but also to record them. Gigantic shout out to you, Melissa, and the work you did with these kids. It's such great work. I know we played it yesterday. We're going to play it again.
Good, because we missed one yesterday
we got to get that one in. So I'm going to go ahead and replay all of these, and then we'll go right to break, everybody. But first up, I want you to hear Noah, music DJ, everyone.
You're tuned into the WKID radio. That's right, Wisconsin Kid Radio, where you'll only hear songs that are approved by us, the kids. I'm your musical DJ host, Noah. Next up for your listening delight is one of my all-time favorite songs. This song has a cool rap at the end. Now here's Rap God by Eminem. Stick with me, your host, Noah, on WKID radio.
Hey, Noah. Nice work, Noah. Nice
Excellent
job.
Work. Excellent work.
Bailey Nico, music DJ here.
You're tuned in to WKID Radio. That's right, Wisconsin Kids Radio, where you'll only hear songs that are approved by us kids. I'm your musical DJ host, Bailey Nico. Next up for our listening delight is one of my all-time favorites. This song has a good beat and tells about life or what could happen in life. Now here's This Is What Heartbreak Feels Like. Stick with me, your host, Bailey Nico, on WKID Radio.
Woo! Nice work, Bailey nice. Nico. Nice work. We got Jack with sports.
This is Jack on WFHR and WIRI. I'm here at the football game. The Dolphins are facing off against the Packers. This will be the record-breaking game with the Packers on a winning streak and the Dolphins just one step behind. If the Packers win, they'll head to the Super Bowl to face the Panthers. If the Panthers win, they'll have a chance to break their own record with a comeback story for all time. Stick with me, Jack, and catch every play during our live coverage of football on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio station.
Jack just nailed it. Jack just
Perfect.
Nailed it. We're gonna have to get
so
some W-2s for these kids here.
Yeah.
These kids are too good. I got a couple more for you, everybody, like DJV.
You're tuned into WKID Radio. That's right, Wisconsin Kid Radio, where you'll only hear songs that are approved by us, the kids. I'm your musical DJ host, DJV. Next up for your listening delight is one of my all-time favorite songs, this song. It has notable artists that I personally listen to, a lot of people I associate with listen to this song as well as me.
So good, so good.
It sounded like an ad-lib. I like that one.
It was pretty good. It was really good.
He did ad-lib some of that about what he liked about that song. It was good.
Awesome. Did a great job. DJ Kai. DJ Kai, I want to hear DJ Kai.
Tuesday to WKID Radio. That's like Wisconsin Kid Radio. Here, DJ Kai Anthony. Next up, my favorite song, Go Cubs Go. Stick with me, your host, Mr. DJ Kai, on WKID Radio.
That was so good.
Nice.
That was
so nice. Good. Yeah.
And he's a kindergartner, guys.
Wow. That's
incredible.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to get this one in a little late, but here is Quinn Nora doing a morning show here, it looks like.
Welcome to the new morning show, Quinn's show on WFHR and WIRI. I'm your host, Nora. We're going to start your morning off right with this fun story from my friends down at the library. This feel-good story of the day will put a big smile on your face. Just don't take a big chug of chocolate milk right now, or it might shoot out your nose. The kids at the library are picking out books and are having a book dance party. We're going to check in with our local businesses that sponsor this show. Stay tuned. Up next, how to tell your mom you already took a shower. Stick with us for all the tips here on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations. I'm your host, Nora.
I'm smiling so hard, my face is hurting.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love that one so much. That's so good. And that kid's got a future.
Yeah. Mm.
And Anders. We didn't get to play Anders sports yesterday. We're going to wrap up with Anders doing some sports.
All right.
This is Anders on WFHR and WIRI. I'm here at the baseball game. The Rafters are facing off against the Woodchucks. This will be a record-breaking game with Woodchucks on a winning streak and the Rafters just one step behind. If the Woodchucks win, they'll head to Fond du Lac to face the Dock Spiders in the championship game of the season. If the Rafters win, they'll have a chance to break their own record with a comeback story for all time. Stick with me, Anders, and catch every play during our live coverage of baseball on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio station.
That is a talented kid. That is talent right
there. I love his radio voice. This is Anders. It was great.
And that was in one take, guys.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, nice. That was solid all the way through.
Cool.
Wherever they go, whatever they do, the future looks bright.
Mm-hmm.
The future looks bright with these kids, man. That
yep.
was that. My face hurt so bad.
Proud of them all.
Yeah. They did a great job
for doing yes, because some of them were very scared. I had one young man who was like, "I'm not doing that again."
All you need is one, though.
I was
one
so nervous.
Take. Yeah, that's great.
There's no such thing as building kids up too much.
No,
you know that's. I can't imagine you know what that'll lead to.
Right.
That's fantastic. Well done, Melissa, and well done to those kids.
Well done to those kids. They did amazing.
Big thank you to the parents and everybody that gave us a chance to do that.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun. Be on the lookout next year, everybody. We're doing this again. Doing this again next year. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll get to the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Melissa, Seth, and James taking you through your morning at WFHR. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite things to do. We get to talk about you, and we get to talk about our good friends over at El Cafe, who are open.
They're back.
Back,
that's
baby.
Right.
Woo!
Head on over there. Enjoy some of their great specials that they have. I am on their Facebook page, which I encourage you to go to. Mm-hmm. Like their page, subscribe, and keep up to date of what they're doing. They got their Meat Lover's Skillet going on this morning for a breakfast special. And their lunch special is a veggie pita with fries or fruit.
Nice.
Awesome. And they have such a wide variety of breakfast items you're not going to find on any other menu.
It's true. They do.
It is one of the more unique menus you'll ever find and some of the better people you are ever going to meet. Head on over to El Cafe. Enjoy yourself. Wish them a good morning from all of us here at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you guys, I had a Reuben there on Tuesday when I went there for lunch, and it was so good. So good.
My dad is a big believer that that is a sandwich that can be is simple, but can be messed up very easily. and that's a good thing. I'm going to have to take him over there because he loves a good Reuben. But this man loves food. Like, he doesn't get disappointed by things. But for some reason, that sandwich is like...
It's got to be done a certain way.
It's invaded him a little bit.
Yeah.
Their beef is tender. Their marble rye is the perfect consistency. And the sauerkraut is on point. Of course, I get mine without the cheese. But then the Thousand Island comes on the side, so you can add as much as you want.
Nice.
Very cool. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We want to celebrate with you. info@WFHR.com. Direct message us on our Facebook pages. Email us. And, of course, call up. 715-424-2600. Feel free to call up.
I was waiting for Seth to jump in.
I was waiting.
Don't really want dead air, guys.
Try.
Don't really need that. Don't really.
Trying to hand it off there. That didn't work. Yeah, you fumbled that one.
We batoned. We dropped the baton.
No.
On that one. But that's all right. We're
you
picking up speed.
You always make me say the phone number.
All
I
right.
Always have
next time, I'll do it.
I'll
do it next time.
715-424-2600.
I thought
call
you wanted
in
to.
And wish your birthday or anniversary live on air.
Yes, indeed.
I don't think anybody can make you do anything. I thought you wanted to. We've got three names on the list today. I need a 1 through 3, Melissa.
3.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. And first up, want to wish a very happy birthday to one of my favorite people in the world, my little sister, Jillian Maloff-Zowski.
Oh, happy birthday, Jillian.
My first partner in crime. My the first real tag team partner
literally.
In this world. Yes,
no,
yes,
sorry.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. We did quite a bit. We had a run there. We had a run. I cannot express enough how much I don't know if I'd even be here without her. Mm. Let alone one of my best friends in the world, one of the greatest moms I've ever seen, one of the greater people I have ever known is my sister Jill. That is, it feels so good to be able to say that, and it also is it speaks to why I am behind in points in my family, even though I am older than my brother and sister. That's how great Jill is.
You're never going to win.
Never going to catch
you're
up.
Never going to catch up.
I'll talk to you a little later, Beans. Enjoy your day. We also want to wish happy birthday to Doug Kasten.
Happy birthday, Doug.
Happy birthday, Doug.
We wish you a good one, sir. A happy birthday to Amy Seipel.
Happy birthday, Amy.
Happy birthday, Amy.
Enjoy your day, Amy. Yes. Hope it's a great one for you. And we wish happy birthday to our qualifier, Christine Fuller.
Happy birthday, Christine.
Enjoy your day, Christine. We wish you a great one. Hope it's a good one for you.
Mm-hmm.
We take a look at our celebrity list. Jennifer Lawrence is 34. Katniss in The Hunger Games. Oscar winner of Silver Linings Playbook. Mystique in the X-Men movies. Wonderful actor.
Wow. She's
wonderful.
Amazing. She's only 34. I forgot how young she was when she started.
Mm-hmm. She's got a one of those classic Hollywood looks to her that just, I think, has stood out about her in some ways. One of the things that I've also enjoyed is her being able to be kind of a child star and still be able to kind of like break type and a lot of that. Done some really good work. She's a good actor.
Yeah. I think she could do anything.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. Natasha Henstrick is 60. Matthew Perry got her, was with her in The Whole Nine Yards, that movie. She was in The Alien and Species. Mm-hmm. Had some TV gigs here, too, and there at Eli Stone and some other things. Very good actor, though.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought she should have more work.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Affleck is 52. Solid actor, director, has really kind of had an up and down career here and there and everything.
Right.
But, it, you know, also has really done some great work.
Like, yes.
And I will always, Ben Affleck and Matt Damon could do nothing the rest of their careers, and I will always be thankful to them for Good Will Hunting and the opportunity they gave Robin Williams and the writing job they did on that movie.
Yeah, which, very good job.
Gus Van Sant is not the only one that'll tell you. It's one of the better written scripts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a very, very well written script. I don't know why they didn't do more work. Like, they didn't write more.
Well, I know why.
And they still can, of course, yes.
Right.
But I know why they didn't, too, is, you know, they don't need to.
Right.
Know, but they're
more interested in acting, I guess. In Affleck's case, directing as well, so.
Yeah, yeah. Argo, incredible movie. Incredible movie. Great job directing in that one.
Won an Oscar.
Yeah. That's crazy to say. Oscar winner.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Anthony Anderson is 54. Dre on Black-ish. You saw him in Barbershop movies. Great character actor and a even better human being. I've gotten meet a handful of people like Anthony Anderson, a couple of, you know, members and different people like that. I haven't met anybody that went out of his way to not only make everybody comfortable, but like, we're doing a law show. And we got a heavy scene on here, and he's something that happened a couple times on our show. The guest star was the person that was on trial, and so it's a serious thing. And he can act; he's got his game face on. All these things. We're sitting there, and the director's taking a little while to set the camera up, and it's going on and it's going on. And he starts making like noises with his mouth. And he's like, "Y'all are too serious." Like, it's great, just great on set. Really, really good energy.
Oh, that's good.
Really cool guy. The wonderful, the beautiful, the amazing Deborah Messing is 56.
Wow.
Will and Grace Starr.
Okay.
Big fan of her acting. Great actor. Let's see here. Pat Priest is 88. Marilyn Munster on the Munsters.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
It's pretty good.
That's awesome.
And some people no longer with us. Rose Marie, Sally Rogers on the Dick Van Dyke Show. Man, I was a big fan of hers.
It's talking about a child star. Mm. She was the baby Rose Marie. She started off as a child singer and an actor. And she was lucky enough to have a second act, too, in the Dick Van Dyke. Man, was she funny on that show.
She was so good on that show.
Man,
decades of a career.
Yes.
Look, you go back and you watch some. I don't know about all of it, but I've gone back and watched some scenes from the Dick Van Dyke show. And they don't not only stand up, they made me laugh. Like, and some of it is the chemistry those two have.
Her and Maury Amsterdam were so good together. Yeah.
Great actors. Mm-hmm. And Bobby Helms, born in 1933, passed away in 97, Jingle Bell Rock.
Yeah. Hey, man, if you have a hit Christmas song, you're never going to have to worry about money again because they play it every year.
Because there's only so many.
That's right.
Yeah.
You come and up it with doesn't it. Seem like we get new ones that are good.
No. One more time, wishing happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Jill. We'll talk to you a little later. And thank you so much to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe and enjoy some great food and great atmosphere, great people at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Get to our state and local news and some sports. And we'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great one out there. Thanks so much for joining us on this Friday Eve. Got plenty more to talk about today. We're going to get to a bunch of it.
All right.
But I want to get into this one right away, and I'm playing this music in part because we're talking to fellow Gen Xers out there right now.
Okay.
It feels like Gen X is becoming a bit of a forgotten generation, kind of getting lost in the shuffle with a lot of different things, and with the mudslinging or the differences between boomers and millennials and Gen Zers. You've got Gen Alpha that they're talking about now. And
the youngest ones,
things.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So as it turns out, we're preoccupied because we're getting old. According to a study, people around the two ages of 44 and 60 experience rapidly changing age-related molecules. In other words, feeling over the hill is now a 1-2 punch.
Oh, dear.
Scientists at Stanford University tracked age-related changes in over 135,000 types of molecules and microbes from over 100 adults. They found that shifts in their numbers, increasing or decreasing, did not occur gradually over time, but clustered around those two ages, 44 and 60.
Wow.
The focus on molecule change could offer future researchers a clue into the drivers of age-related diseases, but for now, they don't know what causes this. So what do these rapid molecules shifts do? Age 44 changes include those in molecules related to the metabolism of alcohol and lipids or fats.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So the way we take those in and digest those.
Okay.
And for age 60, notable changes were observed in molecules related to immune regulation, kidney function, and the metabolism of carbohydrates, and thinking people still want to hear new metal. I'm sorry, that last part was not in there.
I was going to say, you added that one.
And at each age, there were changes related to cardiovascular disease, the metabolism of caffeine, plus skin and muscle. I'm done reading for the day. Those were way too many big words. No, how I pulled that off.
You did all right. You did all right.
So, did any of this stand out to you guys? Because a lot of this just kind of felt like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it does kind of seem like that to me. I can't pinpoint it at age 44, but it certainly feels that way now that I'm getting to the later 40s here. So, yeah.
It was interesting to me about it being in the clusters in the two ages.
Two ages. Interesting, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's really interesting, man.
Mm. And I saw a headline about this recently. I did not have time to look at it, but it said that our eyes degenerate at those two points as well. At 40, we usually have a big drop in our vision at 44 and at 60.
That explains my need for bifocals.
Bifocals.
Yeah, that's right.
That's coming for me soon.
Yeah, I need to do it.
So all of this means we had a good run, everybody. We had a good run, and no. Now, for not on the research end of things, this obviously can help them with the things that I mentioned before, but on a personal level, I think that this is a great insight into ourselves and being able to see, okay, well, I'm 40. 44 is around the corner.
Yeah.
I should be working on this, right, and this and stuff. And it's the same thing to be said when you're getting close to 60. Maybe helps us counter some of these things that can deter us and hold us back.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I've read one article on this, so I'm not at all saying that there's data to necessarily back this up. But the one article I did see was from Harvard University,
okay,
about how this could also lead to finding out more about Alzheimer's and dementia.
Mm.
Which, yes.
That's good
stuff.
That
sounds good to me.
Right. Yep.
We'll see. We'll see what happens with that one. But I thought it was quite interesting.
But we're way smarter than everybody. No.
Very much. We are.
If you say so.
We have smart brain.
We have smart brain.
Parenting is not easy, especially in the age of the internet and social media, where there's a lot of pressure to change your approach to make sure you're not letting your children become monsters. You're also, your kid trying to protect your kids from monsters. And sometimes those are classmates, sometimes those are strangers, but there's a lot out there to be aware of. And I also think that there's the monsters we don't talk about, other parents. Like other parents judging other parents. Like that is my pet peeve. I can't stand that.
Yeah.
You walking around with a Father of the Year mug? Like, I mean, like, come on. Like, you know,
well, yes, but I bought it myself.
Judges? Judges? That counts.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Judges, right. That counts. So this is kind of refreshing. There's a new study out that suggests a key to good parenting is humor.
Yeah.
That is right. Dad jokes, you know, are partial.
If that's considered humor.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
That's on the borderline.
Being playful and silly and laughing at crazy, stressful situations. Mm. 72% of parents believe humor can be an effective parenting tool. And most parents say that they use or plan to use humor in parenting their own children, mostly because there's more potential benefit than harm. Mm. Not everyone is naturally funny, but this isn't performing a Netflix stand-up special or anything.
No.
70% of parents, 70% say that they would be interested in a course on how to utilize humor in parenting.
Ooh, cool. Nice.
We have had some people at Second City doing that, mm-hmm. and I've run into a handful of adults in those situations.
Cool.
Grown adults who say their parents used humor are also far more likely to say that they now have a good relationship with their folks and that they feel like their parents did a good job raising them.
Hmm.
The research shows parental humor could be a secret ingredient in fostering cognitive flexibility, relieving stress, and promoting creative problem solving and resilience in both parents and children. And also laughter.
Mm-hmm.
Like
laughter.
I don't need it. All that other stuff is really cool and everything.
Right.
You had me at laughter.
Yeah.
You know, there is not enough opportunities in life to laugh. We need to create more of them. And if you're fortunate, you have a very ridiculous father who just sees the humor and the funny in things that you don't even find funny. Like the rest of the family is dead serious and like, what just happened? And there's my dad be like, you know, that's life.
Yeah.
And then start singing one of the worst versions of That's Life you've ever heard. But just God, I love you, Dad. Love you. I was spoiled by this because we did not have hardly anything growing up. But man, did we laugh. And a lot of it was with my father or at my father, and he did not care as long as we were laughing.
There you go. Leave him laughing, everybody.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm. So, again, this is another one of those things similar to the previous article that I think it might be some stuff we knew and some things that are kind of confirming.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when it comes to parents, anything that could be a little bit more confirming just hopefully gives them a little more confidence in what they are doing. Because I focus a lot on kids, and I think rightfully so, and building them up. But we don't build parents up nearly enough. And I'm not obviously talking about bad parents or anything, but I'm talking about your everyday, just trying to make things happen, good parents out there that have a lot on their plate.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at a lot of you single parents out there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at a lot of you parents that have military members in your family, and it is you are sort of a single parent.
Basically a single parent,
you know,
yeah.
And some of those situations and everything. We need to do a better job as society, one, not judging each other.
That's one, yeah.
Because that is divisive, and there's only one group. There's only certain groups of people that win in those situations.
Here's a good rule of thumb for judging people. If you know the entire story, if you know every single aspect of it, then you can judge. Guess what? You never know the whole story.
Yeah, yeah.
Never.
Yeah, never do. Never do. But it is an interesting article. And dad jokes, go ahead. Go with them.
Go crazy.
You have full reign, dads. Go ahead with those jokes. And I'd love to hear the audience's feedback on this one. 715-424-2600.
That's why you have kids. Have an audience. That's what I say.
Yes.
Try it out on them first. And if they groan, it might be good.
Yeah, that's... oh, I tell... If I get a groan, that makes me so happy.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That makes me happy.
Any response?
Any response?
You are so you hit that dead on, Seth. I cannot tell you how many times my little ones, man. I had them sit there.
Yeah.
I'm actually doing monologues for them.
That's it. Yeah, you need an audience, fantastic. Man.
They couldn't have been better. They were awesome. We'll take a time out. We'll come back and wrap up the first hour on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there, and nobody is breaking your stride.
That's right.
Boy, this song, man.
I love it. Love this song.
Got to get into this one right now. Companies are so passive aggressive now. If you're gonna fire somebody, at least have the courtesy to look them in the eyes and tell them. A poll by the site Resume Builder found 38% of companies lay people off instead of firing them, just to avoid hurting their feelings. This was the number one and oftentimes number 2 to 3 reason by managers and bosses out there.
Oh, boy.
80% of bosses, 80% said that their company has laid someone off or multiple people off in the past year when they could have fired them for cause. Sometimes it's out of kindness, like to avoid hurt feelings or to help out with severance. But the number one reason that they do it is more self-serving, to avoid a mutiny. Here are 4 reasons companies do it. To maintain company morale. 62% of bosses cited that as a reason.
Okay.
To avoid wrongful termination lawsuits. A close second at 59%. Mm-hmm. To help the person out with a severance package. 54% said that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
To avoid hurting their feelings. 38%. And according to the poll, layoffs that aren't really layoffs are more common than you think. Half of the bosses polled said it at least 75% of layoffs their company made in the past year weren't really about cutting costs.
Wow.
Hmm.
Wow, that's a large number.
Well, we've got, I mean, there are very few businesses out there that are not right at the top trying to get more money. You don't have a lot of people out there that are CEOs or running companies. And you know, I'm good. I'm making great money.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to do with the money I got. I'm good. Nope. They are all being told by their boards or by other people, cut costs. Cut costs. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to point to inflation. Inflation is done, and it's been done. The only people still talking about inflation are people trying to...
Are politicians that want to use it, right? Yeah,
because they got nothing else to talk about.
Right.
And quoting things incorrectly.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
The prices have been up for a while. We have all had to adjust. This affects everybody except for the top 1%.
Right.
And oftentimes a lot of these politicians. So, you know, keep an eye on that one, everybody. Keep an eye on these, especially somebody that is afraid to give you. Especially, we're going to get into more of this as we get going here and everything. But one of the things that I think is one of the easiest telltales to see where a person stands. This has nothing to do with a D or an R in front of their name. When somebody says something about them, how do they respond? Do they say, no, that isn't true, this, and this is actually the facts? Or do they immediately combat with insults and trying to tear the other person down?
Yeah, the pivot.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But my opponent this, my opponent that. Yeah, but you've got this going on, man. Yeah, but my opponent. Okay, but what about you? How about I hear about you? Why don't you address you and talk about you and what you do and everything? It's a big sign right there. Mm-hmm. And that works on a personal level, too, I would say. Mm-hmm. According to the poll, layoffs that aren't really true, layoffs are very, very common. So I think that this is something that stands out, though. I don't think a lot of us understood or knew that.
Mm-hmm. 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 No, I did not know that either. And try not to hurt. I think people feel the same way. You're going to lose your job, okay? I mean, sure. You know, maybe being laid off isn't as hurtful as being fired, but you still don't have your job. You're still going to feel bad either way, kind of thing. So I guess it, to me, it's more like they're trying to, you know, save themselves from having to have a ugly confrontation or whatever it is, or they're just too scared to tell people to their face that they're fired.
Yeah.
So
then don't do the job. Yeah. Then give up the paycheck or give up the responsibility and move on, because that's part of the gig.
Yeah.
And it isn't a fun part of the gig, hopefully, for you or anything, but it is part of the job.
Right.
You earn a paycheck. You earn a paycheck. You don't just get a paycheck.
Right.
You know, you earn that.
Yeah.
There's certain positions or certain people out there that it really drives me crazy when it's kind of like they don't want to do anything, but they want money. Like, you got a job to do the job. Like, it's not asking a lot here. I'm curious to see where that goes with that data, because I think a lot more of these things are being put out in the open for people. Mm-hmm. And when you see a major company, Paramount just laid off a bunch of people.
Yeah. All the studios, I think, have been doing that, haven't they?
Yeah. It was their petty way of dealing with the writers and actors strikes, and the way that they did not, quote unquote, win those. Nobody wins in those situations.
No.
People are benefited, and others have to make adjustments.
Right.
There is we got
an agreement.
Over,
yeah.
And let's get back to words meaning what they mean and being in the right context. Nobody wins an election. All right, I know I say it sometimes. You hear other people say it sometimes. Mm-hmm. We've gotten in the habit of doing this. We need to get out of that habit, because nobody loses an election. the people chose.
Exactly.
That's the choice they made.
Mm-hmm.
We can't argue with that. You can argue with certain parts and everything, mm-hmm. but the idea of democracy is nobody loses, nobody wins. The people speak, we listen.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That this isn't hard. We've all understood these words for quite some time. Let's start using them properly.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. and that goes for a number of other things too. Nicknames. Those things. Yeah.
What, like Knight Rider?
Yes. Thank you, Seth. Stop calling me that.
Please keep calling.
Please. Dang it.
Well, you brought up subject nicknames. That's the only one I could think of.
You kind of did it to yourself, buddy.
Just could not have walked into that wall quicker. Just great, great job. We got great stuff.
Speaking of being fired, bye, everyone. No, I'm just kidding.
We have some great stuff lined up for you in the 9 o'clock hour, everybody. We are, and of course, looking forward to hanging out with our good friends from the Southland County Humane Society and our Pet of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
Always love talking with them and Tim and the gang joining us. That should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to that. And, of course, we've also got plenty of other things lined up. We'll get into a little bit of entertainment news with you. Disney has a lawsuit going on that is quite interesting. And the Poltergeist House is for sale. We're going to talk about that one. We're going to talk about all of those.
I love the idea that someone's never seen the movie. Mm-hmm. They're like, the Poltergeist House is for sale. Why would I want to live there? I mean,
man, would you look at how cheap this place is? That is crazy.
I've never seen it. I'd buy it.
You buy it.
Of course, in the 9 o'clock hour, we're also going to have 20 older names that may never be popular again. And to tie into that, we've also got a fun one here about Taco Bell testing a nostalgic menu. Melissa?
What?
Yep,
what?
Yep.
What?
Oh, you're getting your hopes up? What? Oh,
we're
man.
We're getting into
that. That is so mean.
My hopes up. There is no way they would bring back the 7-layer burrito because they hate me.
It's all coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Find out if Taco Bell hates Melissa. It's coming up in the 9 o'clock on the morning show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.